This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. People with a history of significant allergic reactions are advised not to get the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine after two people reported adverse effects, England's National Health Service said Wednesday. Two people in that category responded adversely in the UK yesterday. Both are recovering well, according to the National Medical Director for the NHS, who said Britain's medicine regulator have advised, quote, on a precautionary basis that people with a significant history of allergic reactions do not receive this vaccine, end quote. The EU's medicines regulator, which is currently weighing whether to give special approval for several coronavirus vaccines, said Wednesday it had been the victim of a cyber attack. The Amsterdam-based European Medicines Agency said in a statement, quote, the agency has swiftly launched a full investigation in close cooperation with law enforcement and other relative entities, end quote. The United Arab Emirates says a Chinese coronavirus vaccine tested in the Federation of Sheikhdoms is 86% effective, AP correspondent Zaria Sheikhli reports.
The announcement brought yet another shot into the worldwide race for a vaccine to end the pandemic, a scientific effort that has seen China and Russia compete with Western firms for an effective... campaign. The United Arab Emirates, home to Dubai and Abu Dhabi, conducted a trial beginning in September of the vaccine by Chinese state-owned pharmaceutical giant Sinopharm, involving 31,000 volunteers from 125 nations. I'm Zaria Shakili.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel demanded tougher curbs to halt coronavirus infections Wednesday as the death toll reached a daily record of nearly 600 people. This is VOA News.